What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. What if I told you that in one simple exercise that I could help you shave off 90 minutes every single day from your workday? While also doing this exercise, you identify who your next hire should be so that you can scale your business. Well, it is not a magic pill, my friend. It's a very simple exercise that I'm going to take you through here in today's Friday Quick Tip that is going to help you gain at least 90 minutes per day. That is 7.5 hours per week. And also help you get clarity on who the next person should be to bring onto your team so that you can scale your business, so that you can make more money, and so that you can work fewer hours in your business. Let's dive into today's quick tip. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset, so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. As always, I super appreciate you coming to hang out with me today. This is episode number 519 here on the show, and I'm your host, Rick Mulready. And I want to help you shave at least 90 minutes per day from your workday. I want to give you back, help you get back at least 90 minutes per day. And I'm going to share with you an exercise that I take all of my accelerator members through. And in this process, not only are you going to figure out how you can very easily get 90 minutes back per day, at least, but you're also, this exercise also helps you determine and get clarity on who the next hire should be in your business so that you can be scaling your business, right? Hands down, one of the biggest challenges that I hear from course creators and coaches who apply for Accelerator is they feel like they're lacking freedom in their business because they're already working way too much. They're doing all the things. And so they're like, well, how do I get more of that freedom back? And then how do they know who they need to hire next? And so if these are the types of challenges that you face in your business, I've got a really, really special episode here for you today, right? And because people are doing all the things in their business right now, if you are doing all the things in your business, but yet you want to scale, you cannot do it alone, my friend. I've talked about that all the time here on the show, essentially, right? The shift that I want to help you make, and this is something that we talk all about in Accelerator ongoing, is I want you to be thinking about growing your business while working fewer hours. More hours, my friend, is not the answer. I can give you plenty of examples of people working 16 hours a day who their business is not doing anything, right? So the whole you have to hustle all the time in order for you to grow your business is just simply not true. Okay. And so if you find yourself doing all the things in your business still, working way too many hours in your business and not seeing the kind of results Maybe you're heading towards burnout, or maybe you're already there, right? Or if you are, I should say, and you are maybe unsure of who you should hire next, here's a very simple exercise that I want you to do. And you've likely very heard of this type of exercise, but I want to offer a different spin here for you today. So the first step in shaving at least 90 minutes per day off of your workday and also figure out who to hire next is to brain dump all the things that you feel are the most important things in your business that only you should be doing. Now, the question I get a lot from people is like, well, I'm not really sure what things I should be focusing on in the business. And I want to challenge you on that a little bit if that's something that you think. Because when you think about it from the perspective of what are the things that only I can / should be doing in my business, those things are often what is generating leads for your business, marketing, right? Marketing your business, bringing people into your business, and then sales, right? And then once you have sales, you are fulfilling on whatever it is that you sold them. If you have a course, coaching program, you know, group coaching program, mastermind, whatever it is, you are fulfilling on that offer. So think about that. What are the things in your business that you feel, because it's going to be different for everybody, right? Are the most important things in your business that only you should be doing. These are the things that are moving your business forward. So just a couple of ideas. Teaching, right? So a podcast, for example. This podcast, you're only going to get me here on the show. Well, I mean, I bring on guests and stuff like that. But I'm not going to have somebody in my team, for example, do like deliver the content to you. I mean, it's possible, but that's not like this is something that I need to be doing, I want to be doing, and I feel gives you great value, if I do say so myself. Teaching. So teaching, like, you know, doing your courses, right? Putting together the content. I don't necessarily mean putting content on slides, but I mean actually delivering the content. If you do a podcast, if you do videos, these are things that are going to be moving the business forward that only you should be doing, or the only you can be doing. Creating offers, coming up with a new idea. I was literally on one of our accelerator group coaching calls today, and one of our members was tossing around an idea of a new offer. So we chatted it through, and he's like, oh man, I love this. And this potentially could add a whole bunch of revenue to his bottom line. But that's, as the CEO, that is what he's responsible for. One thing he's responsible for is creating offers. So let's just give you a couple of examples there. This list should really be no more than, say, 4 to 5 things. If you've got 10 things on there, you've got too many things on there. Okay? Really no more than 4 to 5 things. Now, one thing that you might not think about that I'll give you an example of is like reviewing stats and metrics for your business. Notice I said reviewing, not gathering. So somebody on our team should be gathering that data and then presenting it to you. And as the CEO, you're looking at it, coming up with analysis, coming up with possible next steps. Okay. So once you've done that brain dump, the next step is to do a time audit. So a time audit, and you've likely heard of this before, but again, I'm going to add another layer to this. A time audit, essentially, all it is you keep track of everything that you do in your business from the time that you start working that day until the time that you end. And I recommend that you do this for 3 to 5 days minimum. And pick 3 to 5 days that are sort of like your normal, quote-unquote, work days, not where you have just like one-off things. Like a recent member of Accelerator, for example, was building out a studio. And he was the general contractor, right? So a lot of his days were taken up by general contracting type of activities. That's not normally part of what he's doing. So those would not go in his time audit, right? And so if you start working at whatever, 9 a.m. and you cut off at 4, from 9 a.m. till 4, what are all the things that you're doing in your business and how long are they taking, right? So for example, like 9 to 9:45, you outlined a podcast episode. 9:45 to 10, you checked email. 10 o'clock to 10:30, you had a, you know, a client call or what have you, right? And the key here is I want you to include everything that you do. This is the hard part because people kind of want to hide from it, meaning like, oh, I don't want to include that 40 minutes that I just went down an Instagram rabbit hole or a TikTok rabbit hole, right? No, the important thing is here is that you do put those things on there, okay? It's really, really important that you do. So you're including everything that you do for 3 to 5 days from the time that you start working until the time that you finish. And I don't care how you record it. I'm going to give you a download here at the end of this episode. If you want to write it down or if you want to put it in Notion, if you want to do a Google Doc, Evernote, old fashioned pen and paper, I don't care, on your phone, I don't care how you do it. It's just the key here is to keep track of what you're doing during the day and then how long you do each activity for. Okay. So once you've done it for 3 to 5 days, then what I want you to do is I want you to assign a dollar value to each of those activities. And I learned about this aspect of doing a time audit from Perry Marshall in his great book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing. Years ago, I read it, and I really liked adding this layer to the time audit. And so you're going to assign dollar figures to each type of task that you're doing. $10, $100, $1,000, or $10,000. Okay. Now, again, I put examples of each one of these, like a $10 an hour task or $100 an hour task in the PDF, the time audit PDF that I'll tell you about. But just as an example, $10 an hour task would be like basic customer service or creating graphic in Canva or, I don't know, editing your video in ScreenFlow or what have you. Those are quote unquote $10 an hour per tasks. Okay. $100 an hour per task might be writing an email to your list or doing a sales call with somebody or, you know, creating some sort of a writing ad copy, that sort of thing. Okay. It might be creating ad campaigns in Ads Manager, that sort of thing. $1,000 an hour tasks. Okay. This is where you're getting into things like creating a new webinar, right? Or you are building out a sales funnel. And I don't necessarily mean building out inside of like, you know, a funnel tool. I mean like mapping it out, right? So one of my time wasters, by the way, or not time, actually I'll talk about that just a second, okay? And then the final hourly value is a $10,000 an hour tasks. This is where, for example, you are actually giving a webinar or you're giving a training or you're coming up with a brand new offer. Or you are selling to a, you know, one of your high ticket programs or something like that. Establishing values for your business because that's a CEO level activity. Okay. And so once you have that list, I want you to go through all 3 to 5 days and then assign a value to each and every task, activity, I should say, that you have on your time journal. Okay. It's going to come in handy here coming up. Now, the next step in your time audit is you've likely heard, you know, you've seen the four quadrants from Stephen Covey. Originally, it was, it's called the Eisenhower Matrix. This is where like the urgent, important, not urgent, not important, urgent, or not important and eliminate. Okay. So you've got your four quadrants. I want you to fill out the activities that are in your time journal in this four quadrants. Again, so this is like upper left is important and urgent, meaning this is do it now. Important and not urgent, meaning like you're putting this on your calendar so that you make sure that you have time for it. Something that's in the bottom left-hand quadrant, not important and urgent. Now you get to ask yourself, should this even be done? Do I need to delegate it? And then finally, the bottom right-hand corner is that not important / eliminate it. Let's delete that thing. Okay. And so again, I walk you through all this in the PDF. Okay. And so now as we get down to the bottom of this exercise, this part is where you calculate your effective hourly rate. And I first heard this part here from my good buddy, James Schramko. And so what I like about this is also a different spin from how most people calculate your hourly rate or an hourly rate. And as you calculate your effective hourly rate, what you're doing is you're taking your total monthly revenue and then you're subtracting from that revenue all of your expenses and whatever you pay yourself, okay? So let's just say you make whatever, $30,000 a month and your expenses are $10,000 and your profit is $20,000, okay? Now that you have that $20,000, how many hours per month are you working? So you divide that profit number, 20,000, divided by the number of hours that you worked that month to achieve that profit. And then this is essentially your effective hourly work rate. Okay. So just as a number, let's just say your effective hourly rate is $100. Okay. Why is that important? Well, now you get to look at your effective hourly rate of $100 and compare it to all of the dollar values that you assigned to the activities in your time journal. So basically, for everything that is less than $100, the idea here is to get those things off of your plate. Okay. Now, when you're doing this time audit and looking at the things that you're doing, and you're doing that matrix, that matrix thing, be careful on the things that you like doing. But it's really not a good use of your time, okay? So for me, for example, I love setting up funnels inside of the tool that I use, 10xpro.io, but that's really not a good use of my time, okay? A better use of my time is actually what does that funnel look like and mapping it out and then giving it to somebody to set up inside of 10x Pro. Right? So you might have those things. What are those things that you really enjoy, but probably aren't great uses of your time? Okay. Now, I'm not saying like don't do things that you enjoy, right? But just be careful when those things come up. Okay. So then you figure out your effective hourly rate, like we just walked through. Okay. So at this point, you've got the following data points from everything I've just shared with you. You have a list of the most important things that you feel like only you should be doing. You have a journal of everything you actually do on a day-to-day basis for 3 to 5 days. You have an idea of how long things are taking you, what needs to be prioritized from those things. You have an idea of what needs to be delegated to somebody else or maybe stop doing altogether. Okay. You're also going to have an idea of what that time waster is for you. One of my time wasters is the hockey section on TSN. TSN is like Canada's ESPN, right? And I will go there pretty much multiple times a day, every day. I'll also check out Capitals blogs. Those are time wasters for me, right? I'm not saying don't do it, but when you've gone down a TikTok rabbit hole for 45 minutes a day, every single day, that stuff adds up, okay? You've also assigned a dollar value to all the things that you're doing day to day, and you've determined your effective hourly rate. Well, you now have the necessary data to quickly gain back at least 90 minutes a day. And you're doing that through prioritization of what you're actually doing, or maybe you're not even doing the things that you actually should be doing that are actually going to move your business forward. Maybe you're doing a bunch of things that you don't even need to be doing, honestly. So you've identified only those CEO activities that you should be doing. You're delegating things that are below your effective hourly rate. And then you're stopping doing other things that altogether that just are not necessary. So by doing this, you're gaining a whole bunch of time back in your day. If you have people on your team right now to be able to delegate a lot of these things to, you know, that you are still spending time on that you really shouldn't be, start right there. Otherwise, if you need more people on your team, you now have clarity about what needs to come off of your plate so that then you can now create a role description of what this next hire is going to be. And the big mistake that people make is they like, all right, I don't want to be writing my emails. I don't want to be I need someone to run my social media. I need somebody to upload my podcast. I need somebody to upload my emails into, you know, ConvertKit or whatever. And they start like, all right, these are all things I need to get off my plate. But it's a whole bunch of different types of tasks that probably one person, it's, you know, all these things, is they're probably not right for one person. You might need two people. And again, you don't have to be spending a lot of money to hire these things out. The idea is to start with the lowest dollar figure tasks. Remember, you've assigned dollar values, right? Start with the lowest dollar figure tasks, those $10 an hour tasks that you're still doing that are keeping you from focusing on your CEO level activities. Ideally, you are spending your time in the $1,000 an hour tasks and the $10,000 an hour tasks. Now you might be like, well, Rick, I just am not able to do that at this point. That's fine. This is not an overnight thing as far as getting all these things off of your plate. However, there are going to be some very quick wins that you can take from this exercise to get those quote unquote $10 an hour tasks off your plate for very, very inexpensive, that you're going to get your time back. You're basically buying your time back. And then you just start gradually moving up the dollar figure ladder, if you will. You start getting momentum because the more time you give yourself back, you're now able to focus more on those highest leverage activities. So now your business is growing. The next thing you get off your plate is those $100 an hour tasks, right? And the idea there is to keep you in that CEO zone, if you will, those higher dollar figure tasks, which are the highest leverage activities that you could be doing. So by going through this time audit exercise, you're not only figuring out how to get a ton of time back per day. I've seen this time and time again. I do it myself, by the way, every quarter. And every single time I do it, I'm like, man, I'm wasting so much time here. Or man, I shouldn't be doing this. I get at least 90 minutes back per day. Okay. So if you want to download my time audit exercise, we have it in a PDF. I think it's like 8 to 9 pages that walks you through everything I've just described here. This is the exact same one that each of my accelerators go through when they join the program, so that you can walk through step by step getting back at least 90 minutes per day while also figuring out your potential next hire. Okay. So if you want to download this time audit exercise, just go over to rickmulready.com/time audit, one word, and you can download the time audit exercise right there. Okay. If you are an online course creator or you're a coach and you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you want my and my team's help in scaling your business while working fewer hours, because that is what we are all about, then I want to invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. And you can do that over at rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, thank you so much as always for listening today. I'll see you back here again in the next episode.